Here's what it's like to live in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, where we've had over 600 school shootings since the year 2000. Our most famous school shooting was Sandy Hook, and guess how much change has happened since then? Guess how much thoughts and prayers, guess how much wonders it's done? You would think for the greatest country in the world, we would have done something other than thoughts and prayers. But for the past 20 years, that's all we have done and nothing has changed. The number one cause for death for children is gun violence. And every time a school shooting happens, just like today, it's always this dance between, oh, we should have gun reform. But then conservatives, Republicans, the NRA say, no, guns don't cause violence, people cause violence. But then when we try to combat that and say, okay, if it's mental health, if it's mental illness is the issue, let's dedicate resources to solving that issue. But then Republicans say, oh, that's a waste of money. That's waste, fraud, and abuse. So if guns aren't the problem and people are the problem, but you don't want any solutions to help with the people. And yet we have the direct correlation between school shootings and mass shootings are men. Why is it that the majority of these mass casualty events are contributed by men? And when we want to address toxic masculinity, conservatives also say, hey, that's not a problem at all. But yet, why are most crimes, crimes against women, crimes against children, crimes against other men and boys, it's men? If we want to build a better world, a safer world, we need to address that humans are more than just zeros and ones. They are complex creatures with feelings and emotions. But this thing about toxic masculinity is you want to put people in these cages and it breaks their mind. You tell men not to be emotional, not to complain, don't talk about your feelings, do this, do that. Women are less, women are objects. And it's like, that sort of rhetoric breeds violent men, because the second they get rejected, they want to lash out in violence because they're told all their lives that they're entitled to that woman. A man fears rejection, a woman fears being killed because they rejected a man. Do you see how that's a problem? And this relates to school shootings, because you guys don't want a society or an environment where people are open-minded, compassionate, and kind to each other. You want division. You want people to be exact copies of each other, but that's not how humans operate. People have their own personalities, their own interests. Some people are gay. Some people have just different interests. Yet conservatism forces people to not question things, to not accept those who are different from other places. You, instead of teaching compassion and interest, you teach fear. You want people to fear each other. You want people to bully people into submission. Hence, when conservative parents neglect their children, or if they find out their child is gay, they try to beat the gay out of them. Again, it's always violence and it's always the lack of emotional intelligence. But when leftists or Democrats or whatever you want to call us, when we try to educate you guys on the importance of emotional intelligence, emotional regulation, you guys call that woke. You call it not being a man, to stop being a pussy. So when will this cycle of violence end? If guns aren't the issue, but it's the people, but any solution to help the people is waste, fraud, and abuse and just being woke, what else is the solution?